Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. My name is Michelle Stockatelny, and today we are going to be talking a bit about the healing process and what it takes to start navigating our own personal healing. So healing can mean something different to everyone. For most people, they'll think, well, it has a lot to do with processing some of the situations we've experienced in the past, and also, you know, trying to work through the grieving process, and both are correct. But what we're going to be focusing predominantly today is on healing from the past, as well as starting to work through, through loss and experiences of that have challenged you so greatly that you have to, you know, kind of fully work on healing and kind of acknowledging the amount of difficulty that you've gone through in order to move forward. So the first thing that I usually notice during a reading, when I find that someone hasn't fully processed a situation that they are kind of carrying with them in their energy and also physically, which we'll talk a bit about later, is the tension in their head, because this tension is an indication of the constant replaying of situations that have gone on in the past. Sometimes you'll be doing whatever it is you do during your day, if you're working or, you know, driving or something, and all of a sudden this memory plays in your mind of a time that you would rather probably forget, something that, you know, either an interaction between you and someone you love that was probably heated, or there was some disagreement, or an interaction from somebody, like with somebody, that has left you wondering, well, what should I have said? What could I have done differently? What could I have changed, or, you know, did in that moment that would not make me feel the way I feel about it now? Okay, and so when we think about those situations, they will sometimes provide us with a very unpleasant physical or emotional reaction. You know, have you ever had that where you're, you know, kind of focusing on something else and all of a sudden something plays up in your mind, this situation that happened in your past, and you physically you wince at it, or you can kind of shudder, or you can feel the tension in your shoulders and your back, or, you know, emotionally you can also feel quite sad all of a sudden, or angry, even frustrated that you can't change anything about it. And these are all indications that you are ready to heal from that situation. Sometimes people will think that when these things are playing in their mind, that they're just being punished over and over again, because it won't leave their consciousness. And often we try to repress them, to push them down, to push them to the side. I'll deal with that later, or I'm not ready to think about that. Or simply that, you know, I thought I've already gotten over this. Obviously, if you're still replaying it in your mind and it's causing a reaction, you haven't. It's important to know that it is not a punishment or some form of torture to be receiving these constant reminders of something that has happened from the past that, you know, is still not sitting well with you. It's actually a blessing in disguise, because it's basically your subconscious mind saying, hey, you are ready to heal from this situation. You're ready to stop carrying it with you. You're ready to stop having it weigh you down. Because the more we carry with us that we haven't fully processed or healed from, the more that we'll find we'll be physically tired and drained and fatigued. And not only that, but sometimes we feel this anger on the inside, or frustration or irritability, simply because we haven't fully worked on what we have experienced. We haven't fully thought about it. We haven't fully allowed ourselves to understand the full extent of those situations. And you're probably wondering, what kind of situations am I referring to? It can be anything, something from your childhood, you know, a memory from, a time that you disagreed with a parent, and, you know, maybe you never got a chance to ask forgiveness, or vice versa. It doesn't have to be any specific situation. It can be a number of things that have gone on from your youth until now. And sometimes you'll think that, you know, you'll believe that I haven't thought about the situation in so many years. Why is it coming up now? Why am I being affected by this now? Again, it's more of a blessing than a curse, because it's saying that you've worked so hard to get where you are now that you're finally ready to fully understand and fully comprehend everything that you have experienced. And this can feel kind of daunting, because, you know, you think that I'm working so hard to be what you might consider a better person, or to get ahead, or to walk with, you know, truth and humility and honor. And why am I being reminded of these things I don't want to think about anymore? Again, it's something that we all have to go through. And I find that often, especially when people ask me, how can I become a medium? How can I start to work on my spiritual process, my path? How do I walk my path, you know, with love and peace and joy when I'm feeling all of these other emotions like anger and sadness and resentment and depression and all these other things inside myself? And first of all, of course, you've always been on a spiritual path from start to finish. All of this whole experience is a spiritual path. It just doesn't change if you start focusing predominantly on the spiritual aspect. There are many aspects to this whole experience that, you know, they're all working together. They're all helping us and get to where we're trying to go, to help us progress and to learn and to expand our consciousness and awareness. But also, when people want to know, how do I raise my vibration? The first thing that has always come to my mind, and this has been very heavily encouraged by my own spirit guides to help others with, is to heal from the past. We cannot really move forward. We cannot really expand and raise our vibrations if we're not willing to look at ourselves with a magnifying glass and say, okay, I'm ready to see myself fully. I'm ready to, you know, work on the things that I might not really like right now. I mean, self-love is something that we all should try to accomplish in this life. It can be very difficult, especially for those who were brought up, you know, being taught that to think of yourself as complete selfishness, to put yourself on the priority list is, you know, it just means that you're being a selfish person. And I have to say, no, it doesn't. It's actually quite the opposite. The more you focus on yourself, the more you heal, the more you learn to let go of what is no longer resonating with your energy, the lighter and higher your vibration will be, which in turn helps others around you because they pick up on this. The higher your vibration is as you walk this path, the more that you're just emanating a beautiful, loving, healing energy, which even if you say nothing to the people around you, it helps them on their own paths. So it's important because I find that especially people that are interested or drawn to learn more about developing their spiritual senses or developing their own mediumship, their predominant goal, which is very lovely, is to help other people. But again, you cannot help other people fully with your full heart or your full consciousness until you are willing to help yourself, until you're willing to do the work on yourself so that you have the experience to help others work on themselves. So you'll only be able to get so far with any type of progression, any type of, you know, spiritual path that you feel drawn to walk or drawn to learn about, you know, even healing modalities like Qigong and Reiki. You know, you can only go so far as you're willing to, you know, look at yourself and work on yourself. So it can be very difficult to be ready or to feel ready or to accept that you have to kind of work on yourself first in order to do the things that you're drawn to do. And so that's what we're going to talk about a bit about today is how do I start navigating the healing process? How do I start, you know, working on these things that are coming up in my mind constantly that don't let me sleep, that don't let me, you know, stay asleep, that I get headaches, I feel tension in my body. How can I actually start working on it at a time without becoming too overwhelmed? And that's very important too, because it can become very overwhelming if you're looking at everything all at once and not taking things one moment at a time. Okay, so we will be taking callers a little bit later in the show today and connecting them with the spirit, but we're going to talk just a bit about this first. And after the healing process as I teach it is something that was given to me from my spirit guides. And, you know, as with everything, it's constantly developing and evolving, and it's something that, you know, I feel like there are many different types of healing process out there and many different ideas about how we have to work on healing ourselves and healing others and all that. So as with anything that I share with you, it's all about you taking what resonates with you and, you know, letting go of what does not, because everyone is going to feel differently. And that's the whole point, is that we're all very unique. We all have our own very specific personalities, and, you know, everyone is going to do their own healing process at their own rate of speed, as well as what, you know, in a way that works for them. So what I share today, some of it may very well work for you and some of it may not, but that's okay, because what doesn't work for you teaches you more about yourself and helps you to determine what would be best for you in order to move forward. And we all have healing to do. There is no one anywhere on this planet who doesn't have some level of healing to do, no matter how, you know, advanced they might seem. There's always healing to do. And it's always something that we have to keep in our mind, that especially if we're feeling like we're stuck in a rut or if we're feeling like we're not getting to where we want to go. I can't tell you how many times during a reading someone will say, I am so frustrated of having to deal with this situation over and over again. I'm so tired of attracting the same people, the same kind of people into my life. Why am I constantly experiencing this? And, you know, instantly their guides will come through and say, you're going to keep experiencing this until you've learned the lesson. And so, of course, well, what is the lesson? What am I supposed to be learning that I'm not understanding? And usually I find that people really do know. A lot of the information that comes forward from a guide, you know, during a reading especially, will be something that the sitter has likely already thought of or received as guidance from their guides. But until they hear it kind of out loud and right there, sometimes it's hard to accept. Sometimes we just don't want to, you know, we just don't want to have to go through that kind of work. It seems like a lot of work, and it can be. But when we remember how worth it it will be to give ourselves the gift of healing and to give ourselves the time we need to fully process what we've been through and to give ourselves a break, because really what it is that we don't, we kind of want to just rush through things in life. We want to get to the next thing. We want to get to the next chapter. We want to start fresh and anew. And, you know, we can't do that if we don't, if we're not willing to acknowledge what we've already been through and work through it and heal. Okay. So the first thing that we have to do in order to heal, and this is another thing that people will say often to me, is that I'm letting everything go, though. I've let go of that. I've let go of this. I keep letting go and it keeps coming up. Why can't I just let it go? Because letting go for the process that we're about to talk about today is the last step, not the first one. So the first step is acceptance. Okay. Acceptance is all about allowing ourselves to process the events or situations and interactions from the past that we have not let go of yet. So when we're holding on to energies, you know, you might think I've let it go though, but if you're still getting tense when you think about it, or you're still kind of, you're feeling an emotional response to it when it comes up in your mind, you have not let go of it. Absolutely not. And that can be difficult to hear because you think you're doing very well, but you know, you in the back of your mind, you know, it's still kind of grating on your nerves, or you're upset about it. You know, when we hold on to those energies, we carry it with us. So especially again, during a reading, if I feel a heaviness in the back or a very strong tension in the muscles, sometimes it obviously is a physical pain, which can absolutely be from a manifestation of the stress or the carrying of energies that no longer need to be carried with them. But if there's a certain heaviness that I'll feel in my own body when I connect with somebody who's got a lot of healing to do, because we do physically carry the energies with us. And, you know, if it's something that we've held on to for a long time, you know, 5, 10 years, and have not been ready or willing to work through it, the heavier it gets and the more blocked we feel. And, you know, and sometimes people will say, I feel like I really want to grow and learn and how to use my spiritual senses, but I feel like I can't get past this. And that is very common simply because, you know, the energy that when you're carrying it with you and you don't need to carry it with you anymore, it creates a heaviness. And this heaviness is something that only you can decide to heal from. Your guides and, you know, even sending spiritual healing energies from my guides during a reading, we can only do so much. We can take away what can be taken away, but what you have to do is be mindful of what you're carrying with you. And you have the choice of what you carry with you. So as you're listening to this, and especially those who have called in, because we're going to be talking a bit more about this when we take a caller, think about all the things that are constantly coming up in your minds. Think about the things that you're constantly going over when you're trying to sleep, you know. And this isn't just stuff from the past. Often when we are so focused, we dwell on the past, I find, a lot during the day, and then we kind of focus a lot on the future during the night. Sometimes it's vice versa, depending on the person, but we're focused so much on what we can't control from, you know, for what's coming up and what we can't change that's already happened. Okay. So when we're accepting, when we're trying to get to that place of acceptance, this is the first step that I teach. It's to think about one situation, the one that's bothering you the most or the one that comes up in your mind the most, and allowing it to replay in your mind without any judgment, without preventing yourself from the feelings that are coming up or the thoughts that are coming up. Because often, especially if this has to do with somebody who's already passed into spirit, we feel guilty for being angry at them or feeling upset with them. And you have to know that every human emotion is very natural and very normal. And if you're feeling it, it's meant to be felt. It's meant to be to flow through you. It's meant to be experienced, not meant to be held onto, though, but experienced. Okay. And so when you're thinking of these things, that situation that you're constantly going through, allow yourself to feel the energies and acknowledge the emotions and acknowledge the thoughts that you're thinking about it. Write it all down. Sometimes it helps to first write down the entire situation that you're ready to heal from start to finish without stopping. What exactly happened? What was said? How you felt when it was said? How you felt when you said something? How you, what you wish you had said instead? You know, all of these things. We might think it's kind of too much to go through, but once you get it out there, you know, it might be hard to verbalize with somebody, especially if you feel like it's been too long to talk about it or you're not quite ready to talk about it, then write it out for yourself so that you can look it over and you can see exactly what it is you're feeling. And this helps you to be, you know, more honest with yourself than ever before, because you're allowing that energy to flow onto paper, onto a computer, word pad, or whatever you have on your own computer. Allowing those words to flow and come out and allowing the emotions to flow through your fingertips and just, you know, getting it all out there so that you have it in front of you, that this is what you're going to start healing from today. And when you look it over, you can start feeling that acceptance coming forward. I accept that this is what happened. I accept my responsibility for what I said, did, and how I reacted. I release what is not mine to accept. I release what is not my responsibility, what others have said, how others have reacted, what others have done. That in itself is the first step, by saying and acknowledging to yourself what you will and will not accept about it. Because you cannot carry or heal from someone else's part in that situation. It, you know, you cannot take on that responsibility. You might be carrying it with you, but this first part, this acceptance, helps you to determine what is yours to actually work on healing from and what is yours to release already before you've even gotten to the second step. Okay, so remember, we can't control how others act, but we control how we react. You know, we can always choose to come from a place of kindness, love, compassion, forgiveness, empathy. It won't always be perfect, obviously, not at all, but when we're more mindful of how we're reacting, you know, we're more mindful of having patience with ourselves and waiting before we give a reaction, then you'll see that you're not having that knee-jerk reaction anymore where, you know, instantly you're taking everything personally and everything has kind of been blown out of proportion before it's even really gotten started. Okay. And it also helps to remember, especially when you're thinking about situations from the past, that how people act and what people say and do has much more to do with where they are on their own paths as opposed to how they actually feel about you. Okay? And sometimes we kind of know this, but it's hard to accept. We think they're saying or doing things because that's how they feel about us, or they're trying to say something horrible about us, or they're judging us. Watch your reactions. Watch how you're taking things personally, because I can assure you that probably 95% of the time, it has nothing to do with you. If they're lashing out, if they're, you know, acting in a certain way, it says a lot more about how they feel about themselves, not about how they feel about you. Okay. I feel like I have been kind of giving a lot of information, so I'm going to let that sink in and we're going to take a caller. So today is a great day to ask questions. If someone wants a message from spirit, then I'm happy to do that too. But if you are, you know, recognizing some of the things that I've been talking about today and would like to talk about your own healing process, or you would like some spiritual guidance, I am happy to provide that as well, because I always work with my guides to provide spiritual guidance. Okay, so we're going to take our first caller now. Hello, you're on the air with Michelle. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, my name's Brandy. Hi.
Hi, Brandy. How are you?
Oh, good. I've been listening.
Good. Are you finding that you're recognizing some of the things that I've been talking about in your own life?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I was just curious if you had any messages for me as well.
Sure. I will be happy to connect with your energy and we'll see who comes through. Okay. And remember, again, messages live in a public forum will always be less in-depth and personal as a full reading. So if there's someone you're hoping to hear from, hopefully they'll come through, but sometimes they wait for a reading because it can be too emotional. So we'll see who comes through for you, Brandy. But you never know. It's always up to spirit. They decide who comes through for you. Okay, so I want you to relax, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. And I'm going to connect with your energy, Brandy, okay? And we'll see who comes through.
Okay.
Okay, Brandy. So I'm just connecting with your energy now. And I'm feeling a few things predominantly. The first thing I'm feeling is, well, there's a vibration around your head that tells me that I don't feel like you're a stranger to trying to live a peaceful life. I feel like you try to walk a very peaceful life. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I try.
Okay. Yes. The vibration tells me that, I don't know if you're very mindful of how much you meditate, but it feels like you're very in tune with how you feel, is what I hear. And
yeah.
I feel like you're someone who's, you know, you don't, I feel like you don't judge yourself for how you feel, which is really good, but sometimes, I mean, obviously not all the time, but I feel like you have a pretty good handle on keeping your emotions in check and understanding that when you feel physical sensations, that sometimes it's about acknowledging them and not so much worrying about them. Does that make sense to you?
I'm trying to get that way. I used to be more of a worrier.
Right. But it feels like you've worked on that quite a bit already.
I have, yes.
Good. Okay. And so, okay. So I am feeling a number of spirits around you, Brandy. Well, it feels like you have a lot of loved ones that want to come through. So I'm going to, we're going to just see which one will come through today. Okay. Okay. So let's see. I'm just looking kind of, there's like four or five that are right there. Okay, so I do feel a female spirit who's going to come forward first. And as she's coming forward, I mean, I'm feeling a lot of, I'm going to have to say pain in my abdomen. So I feel like before she went home, she would have had probably some digestive issues it's upper abdomen. So it could have been her stomach as well. So I'm just looking at that right now. She feels like she would have been a mother and a grandmother at some point in this life. So I'm going to describe her the best I can, and you let me know if you recognize her, okay? And I feel with her that she would have been someone who would have, she has a bit of a sense of humor. I can feel like I'm smiling with her. I feel like she had quite a light to her, but also that she, underneath all that, I feel like she was a bit of a worrier. I feel like she has me like rubbing right where my stomach would have been. So I felt like if she didn't have ulcers or something like that, or if it wasn't acknowledged, it felt like she worried herself sick sometimes, if that makes sense. I feel like she had the tendency. Okay, you already know who I'm talking about.
That's probably my grandmother.
And so what I'm feeling with her is that she's coming forward, and she's got me holding my tummy. So it tells me that she's really encouraging you not to get to that point of worrying, because she says, all that worry never actually helped. And she's kind of laughing at herself now, like with a lot of love, but she's saying, you know what, if there's one thing I could tell you right now, it's please don't worry too much, because it's always going to be okay. And that's what I'm feeling with her. And I'm actually feeling quite emotional with her. Like I'm getting tears in my eyes, which tells me that there's so much love coming from her to you, and she's really excited about this experience. I don't know if she believed in this kind of thing when she was here, but it feels like she's kind of like really excited about the chance to do it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, because I can feel a lot of excitement with her. Like, she's like, hey, I'm doing it. She's like, she's kind of surprised by the fact that she's actually able to do this. And she's communicating with you, and she's very excited about it. But I do feel a lot of, like I said, I'm when I get tears in my eyes when I'm giving a message, it tells me that there's just so much love. And she's just got this smile and this energy with you. Like, I feel like she, especially, you know, probably not as much in her older years, but I feel like she was quite a vibrant soul. Like, it feels like she had a lot of energy, a lot of pep in her step when she could. Yeah. And so I feel like she's kind of got that going again in spirit. Okay. And what she's also telling me too, I don't know if you've been thinking about gardening or something, but she's showing me digging up stuff and planting things. And I feel like she's encouraging you to get more in tune with the earth. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that does.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Cause I don't know if she knew a lot, but it feels like she's showing
me
this.
She was a gardener.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, cause she's like showing me, like, she's like, don't just always wear the gloves. She's like, touch the earth, feel the earth. And she's showing, like, making me do my hands digging like this. And of course you can't see me, but I'm digging my hands and like pretending like the earth. And so what I feel with her is that she's got the knowledge and the guidance for you to start doing this. So she's like, well, we'll make a something about a green thumb. We'll make a green thumb gardener out of you yet, or something like that. Like she's got some knowledge there for you. Okay. And I'm also, okay. And she's telling me about flowers too. I think that you, I don't know if these are the kind of flowers she liked, but I'm hearing, I don't know if this is a real flower, gardenias?
Yeah, they
you know
are.
A flower like? Okay, it feels like she's, I'm kind of seeing them, but I don't know if, like, I'm just learning gardening myself. I don't know much about it at all, but I feel like they're like a bunch of flowers. Like, it's, I'm seeing like a bunch of like pale pinkish white flowers or something. Does that make sense to you at all? Like something that she would have liked in her yard if she could have?
Oh yeah. Yeah. She would have loved that.
Okay. So I feel like putting those somewhere, you know, would really connect you with her and remind you of her. And she would love to see that around your place as well, if that's something that you feel drawn to do. But she's really happy to make this connection. Like, she's got me smiling and she's so happy. And she's like, really looking forward to the summer with you. I feel like there's a lot of gardening to be done. So, you know, start slowly, but she'll be there to offer that guidance for you, Brandy. It feels like, 'cause she's really excited.
Oh, that's okay. Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're very. I hope that you enjoyed your message today, and that you'll keep listening to the rest of the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Blessings to you. Take care. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. So, I love that when a spirit is very excited to make a connection, because when they come through, you know, depending on how many times they've come through, or, you know, where they're at in their own healing process, because when we go home, which is another, definitely a topic for another show, because there's a lot of information about that. You know, there's so much to go through and so much to heal. And when they come through and they're so excited to make that connection, it just brings such a loving vibration, and it's just so healing. And that's what I love about mediumship, because the healing and peace that can be provided for a sitter in like a 5-minute message, never mind a 30-minute reading. It's just so profound. It can be life-changing. And that's why sometimes I find people wait so long. They've been carrying some of that pain or that grief for 10, 20 years before they book with a medium. And I can understand too, you know, not everyone is, not just skeptical, but not everyone is drawn to book with a medium, and it's important. And again, another topic for another show. I'll give you a lot of tips about how to find a medium that's right for you, and how to be a good sitter, which is very important, because you never want to give away any information before you have a reading with a medium. You know, as you've seen, this is, I believe my fourth or fifth show already. And as you see, I don't ask any information about a sitter before I connect with their energy. I don't even know their last name. I can't tell where they're calling from. I have no screening process. When I click the button to talk with someone who's called into the show, all I have is the first name they give me. I have no idea who I'm connecting with or where they're calling from or anything like that. And that just shows you how significant that connection is with spirit, that they can be there for that sitter when I have no information at all about them, you know. And then that's something that I think is so important to demonstrate. This is why I wanted to do the show to begin with, because it gets it out there that, you know, there's no reason to give any information about yourself or who you're hoping to connect with or what you're hoping to hear about before you're connected with from a medium. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about now, the second step. We've talked about acceptance, and there is a lot more to know about this. I actually have a few videos. It's called a mini course. If you go onto my website, www.mediummichellestockatelmi.com, I know my last name is very long, but there it is. When you go onto my website, there is a tab to click for my newsletter. When you sign up for my newsletter, you will be sent a mini course on all of this. Immediately. And there's videos and some information for you that can help you with the healing process. Okay, so we're going to talk about the second step. Now, we had acceptance, and you already know that the last one is going to be letting go. The middle step, which I think is probably the most important step of all, is forgiveness. Okay, and sometimes it can be difficult to feel like forgiveness is a step we can take. Because we think that if we provide forgiveness, that we're saying to somebody, I'm okay with what you did or said, or, you know, what you contributed in that situation. I'm okay with it. That's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness usually actually happens without the other person's acknowledgement, unless you're trying to work on healing a relationship, or, you know, and not just a romantic relationship, but any kind of relationship, a family relationship or friendship. Unless you're trying to work on that together and putting an equal amount of effort in, sometimes forgiveness has strictly to do with yourself on your own path. Forgiveness isn't, you know, it's an action. The whole healing process is an action. Often people will say, well, time will heal everything. No, it'll lessen with time. You know, the grief or the hurt or the pain, it will lessen with time, but it will not completely go away. You have to be mindful and agree to work on the healing. Healing is an action that you take, not something that just happens overnight or over a period of time. And there is no timeline for any part of the healing process. Sometimes even after navigating the healing process for one situation, you might find that when you think about that situation again in the future, that it hurts a little less or it bothers you a little less, but it hasn't completely gone away. And you just have to do the healing process again. It will always become less and less every time. But depending on how long you've been carrying that energy or that pain, it can take 4 or 5 times, and that's okay. Because once you start the healing process with one situation, more situations will come up in your mind that do need to be healed from. And of course, again, this might feel a bit more like a curse than a blessing, because you're thinking, well, I'm trying to get, you know, to feel better. I'm trying to raise my vibration. I'm trying to heal. Yes. And so you've opened the door. Your subconscious mind has been opened, and you're saying, I'm ready to start healing. I'm ready to do the work. I'm ready to put the effort in. And so it doesn't want to delay. It's like, okay, well, here you go. Here's everything that you can heal from right now. Let's think about it. Let's get it out there on the table so that we can start thinking about it. And so if this happens to you as you start navigating your own personal healing process, take it one step at a time. Write a list. I'm a big fan of writing things down, especially before bedtime. If you find that you have a hard time sleeping, there's just too much on your mind, write it all down. And look at it, and for every item on your list, ask yourself, is this something I can control right now? Is this something I can change in this moment? Is this something I can do to make a more positive outcome with any of these specific items? Chances are it will be a no for most of them, if not all. And so, okay, I accept this is on my mind. I acknowledge this is what I'm thinking about, but I also release it from my energy for this time being, as I will, you know, face it again tomorrow. I will deal with this when the time is right or when the time comes. I release it from my energy tonight so that I can have a peaceful night's rest. Because the more tired you are, the less sleep that you're getting, the more unable you'll be to focus on healing from the past. So forgiveness is simply about making that conscious decision not to allow the situations from the past to have any more control or power over you in the present moment. So when I say control or power over you, I mean that you'll sometimes think, as you start thinking about this, you know, the situations that have been coming up in your mind, how often are you making decisions based on situations that you have yet to heal from? Sometimes we make decisions out of fear of having to go through that again, fear of having to face you know, part of that situation again, fear of having to face some of the people that we are trying to avoid because we haven't fully processed the situation. Forgiveness provides freedom in many ways, eventual freedom anyway, freedom from our thoughts being trapped by what is no longer serving our highest good. And this can be such a wonderful aspect to the healing process. And it's so important to know that it is just as integral to forgive yourself as it is to forgive others, if not more important. Often people will have this beautiful, loving vibration and they forgive everyone, but they've completely forgotten to forgive themselves. And they're like, no, I just can't forgive myself. I'm not ready to. I'm not, you know, and they hold themselves to an impossible standard. Many of you are probably nodding your head right now. Yes, I have ridiculous expectations of myself and far more than I would have for anyone else. Why? Why are you holding yourself to a ridiculous standard? Why do you think that you should walk this life perfectly and make no mistakes? We're not here to be perfect. We're here to learn. And you're here to learn just as much as anyone else. So if you're willing to forgive others for what, you know, what you might perceive as mistakes or things that they've done that don't resonate with you, why aren't you willing to forgive yourself? Why are you holding yourself back? And why are you holding yourself to, you know, you're punishing yourself essentially by holding yourself back this way? Why would you do that? You know, it's not going to help you. You know, especially when you engage in any sort of negative self-talk, it's certainly not going to help you at all. You need to forgive yourself. You are worth forgiveness. You are worth the effort it takes to navigate the healing process. You're worthy of love and peace and joy. And these are all things that we can achieve much more easily by navigating the healing process. It can be so difficult, though. I know that forgiveness of self is probably one of the most difficult things we learn here. But it can be the first step on a beautiful journey to self-love. And self-love isn't about saying, you know, I've reached a point where I'm as perfect as I'm going to get and things are as good as they're going to get. Not at all. Self-love is simply about embracing who you are in this moment without judgment, without feeling like you need to be someone that you're not, without, you know, berating yourself for any sort of perceived fault, you know, whether it's physical or emotional or mental or anything like that, a personality trait. You are who you are for a reason. And there's no one like you here. So you're a beautiful blessing to this world just by being who you are. So when we start to work on the forgiveness of others and self, especially if it was a situation that you were very hurt from, and if you don't have the opportunity to talk to the person who or people or anyone that was involved, again, write it out. Write a letter to that person one by one. Write everything you feel. Tell them how you were hurt. Tell them how it made you feel when they did certain things. It's not about intending to send this letter to anyone. It's about you getting it out and seeing it fully and writing also how this has impacted your life, how you make decisions based on those situations, how you avoid certain situations or how you've, you know, potentially held yourself back to an extent by holding on to that situation. This is a lot to process in a short time, I know. So we're going to take another caller and we'll see if they would like to ask a question or if they would like to talk a bit about their own healing process. Hello, may I have your name, please? Hello? You're on the air. Hello? I can hear you. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. Okay, we'll take another caller. Hello, you're on the air. May I have your name, please?
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Melva.
Melva?
Yes.
Hi,
yes.
Melva. How are you?
I'm fine.
How are you doing? You're doing good. Okay. Do you have a question about your own healing process?
Yeah, whatever you pick up is fine.
Okay, you'd like a message. Okay. So I'm going to connect with your energy, and I just want you to relax and inhale deeply through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth and just allow whatever comes through to come through for you. Okay, Melva?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Melva. So as I'm connecting with your energy, well, the first thing I'm noticing is tingling in my hands. So when I usually feel tingling in my hands, that is an indication of healing energy. And that tells me that I feel like, well, beyond the fact that you're ready to start healing, it feels like you're ready to start working on becoming a healer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you're not
I've
sure,
been
told
but it, though. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm heading somewhere.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, no problem. And if ever it doesn't resonate, let me know because I can always ask for more information. And what I also feel with you, Melva, is, let's see. What? Okay. Well, if I get it, I have to give it. So I will try to make this as, I'll just have to say. I am feeling a lot of, it's like a tightening or a pain in my lower abdomen, which I would usually attribute to the female reproductive organ. So I don't know if you have like a lot of cramping or issues during your cycle, but that's what I'm feeling. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yes.
Okay. And so when I feel that kind of pain, it usually tells me that there's something to be done about it, such as, and again, of course, whatever I give or whatever spirit gives in terms of healing advice or guidance, mm-hmm. It should never replace the professional medical opinion of your doctors or anyone else. It's simply something I have to give, but you have to follow up with someone who is a professional, of course, okay? But usually when I feel this kind of pain, it tells me that there is an imbalance in the energy there. And that, you know, it usually has to do with the root chakra or the sacral chakra. And so what I feel with that is that there's, it's like there's a natural, a more natural root or a natural remedy that would be able to help with some of that. Okay. It has a lot to do with, I feel stress. It feels like you carry your stress there. So it feels like during certain times of your cycle that you'll feel more energetic and then much more fatigued. It's like a high and low cycle. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm feeling this, I do feel a spirit guide coming forward. So I don't know if you're hoping to hear from a loved one, but one of your guides is going to take the opportunity to give you some advice. Okay. And again, with spirit guides, when they come forward, they give me an appearance, a name. They might speak with an accent. This is all to help us feel more connected with them. And, of course, your healer guide is coming forward right now. And they're going to try to help you with some of the physical issues that you've been going through, because this is going to help you start more of your own healing process. Your healer guide is showing herself as a female vibration. And I feel with her that she's very, she's got like a very ancient vibration with her. She's very wise, very she's coming forward as an elder of sorts. And I see her with very long graying hair, and she's got, let's see her face. Let's see. I'm trying to determine where she's from. Okay. So I'm looking at her, and it's almost like she's got like a tan kind of colored skin. It's very beautiful, very wrinkled, just to show her depth of knowledge and experience. And I feel with her that she's someone who, okay, I feel like she's speaking with a Spanish accent, actually, but like as in Spain. So I'm going to get her name, Constina. Okay, so I feel like her name is Constina, C-O-N-S-T-I-N-A. And she's wearing like a, almost like what I would say is like a flamenco type of dress. Like it's very, very Spanish. And she's got her hair, it's long, but it's also up in a bun. Okay, so I feel with Constina that she's coming forward today to tell you, Melva, that, oh, again, I'm still feeling that in my lower abdomen, which tells me it probably bothers you more than you let on. Is that true? Or that you kind of thought it was normal, but it's something that has actually probably gotten a bit worse over the last few years?
I know something's wrong. That's all I know. Something's wrong.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is.
Right. That's okay. No, it's okay. But it feels like you kind of thought, oh, hey, it's probably normal, but then it's getting worse now. So it feels like you might have to actually deal with it, right? That's kind of what I'm hearing from Constina.
Right.
Is that accurate? Okay. So what she's saying is, why are you continuing on with the suffering? Because it feels like, I do feel like it could be helped. But also I'm hearing like, second and third and fourth opinions, because it feels like you're going to probably have to get some professional advice first, you know, blood work and all that. But it feels like, don't just take the first suggestion. Don't just, if it doesn't resonate with you, if it doesn't feel right, you know, because it feels like sometimes we get connected with certain professionals who probably mean very well, but they're just so used to prescribing things that, you know, that they think work very quickly. It's more about finding the root cause.
Yeah, that's what I've been having, too. Yeah,
oh,
those
okay.
are the doctors,
okay.
the ones they just
oh, okay, so this is already happening for you. Okay.
Yeah.
And so she's really showing me that there's, like, if you could look up a naturopathic doctor, and again, this is entirely up to you, but I just have to give what I'm getting from Spirit. If you look up a naturopathic doctor, just to get their take on this, because it feels like there are things you could do, things you could change that would bring about a positive change with this area as well as the rest of your body. Because it feels like, because usually when I feel this pain too, it feels like, you know, during certain times of the month, you probably notice like extra bloating and just discomfort in the whole abdomen, right? Is that something that you experience quite a bit?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And so when Christina's telling me this, she's telling me that, oh, she's like, but she's also patting your hand. She's saying, don't worry. Don't worry. Because it feels like you probably go to worst case scenarios with this. Does that make sense? You're kind of thinking it's got to be really bad. Meanwhile, I'm feeling like it's something that can be fixed.
Yeah, I already diagnosed myself.
Okay, of course. Yeah, Dr. Google is not anyone's friend. Okay. But she's saying, please don't let the fears run. Like, don't let your mind run away with the fears. Because the fears are just going to continue to make it worse. That, you know, the reality is far less severe than what you've already imagined is what I'm hearing. So she's saying, please breathe, please calm yourself and remember that whatever you're going to go through, it is simply to help you on your path and to help you get to a place where you can feel more aligned and balanced and happy and healthy again. Okay. So she's saying, don't put the, she's like, don't feel like you're already having to,
Praying my death. Yeah, I already did.
Yeah, the word she used was, don't feel like you already have one foot in the grave. I didn't want to say it, but that's what she's saying. Okay, she's like, take your foot out of that grave and march yourself to someone who's competent and, keep searching. Shop around until you find someone you resonate with, someone who's actually listening, because it feels like they're not listening. Does that make sense? They're hearing you, but not listening. Does that make sense to you?
They do not listen.
No, they listen
to everybody else, and I'm the one that got the issue. Like,
oh,
what?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, exactly,
yeah,
right? And so she's saying, if they're not listening, then don't go with that. She's like, the person you need is coming. So keep looking, keep your eyes open, and at the right time, you're going to connect with this person who will be able to help you with it, and it will not be as challenging or as severe as you're making it out to feel like it will be. And obviously, when we have a health issue, it is natural to let our fears run away with us to an extent, but you got it. Like we were talking about, this is all part of your own healing process. We got to keep very mindful of what we're allowing into our energy. Okay. If a fear comes up, oh my God, this is going to, this is it for me or something like that. Acknowledge the thought, but let it go, because you're going, ultimately, no matter what happens, we're all going to be okay. It's something we have to go through. It's something we have to figure out. But I do feel very positive energy with Christina that whatever it is, there is a very simple and natural solution to it. And again, I'm not trying to contradict anything that any professional has said. I have no basis for that, but I do feel from your guides that there is someone coming that will be able to help you with this in a very natural way. Okay?
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, so try to release some of the fears and try to remember that your guides and loved ones are with you, supporting and helping you through this. Okay, so ask them tonight to help you find who you need to talk to and make an appointment without delay. And when you find that person that is really listening to you, like really hearing what you're saying, that's how you know you found the right one. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Melva, best wishes to you, okay? And so many healing blessings as well. Okay?
Okay.
Take care.
God bless. All right,
God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, so sometimes spirit will take the opportunity to provide the information they need to, even if it's in a public forum. Sometimes I would think that depending on the situations, we try not to give too much what we might think should be kept private. But the point is, spirit always gives us what we need. And if there's something especially regarding health or issues that are pressing, they will give what they have to give. And that is simply the case. We have to trust spirit. And I trust spirit with all my heart, because I've never been through a reading yet where they didn't give the sitter what they needed. And that's just, something that I am so grateful for. And I just can't, again, I cannot express my gratitude to spirit for helping so many people through what we've been doing. I just can't. I am so grateful and humbled to be doing this work. And I can't even express that enough. Okay, so we're going to talk quickly about the last part, letting go, and we'll try to have time for at least one more caller. Okay, so the last step, obviously, is after, we have the acceptance, we have the forgiveness, now it's the letting go. And this isn't something that we do in 3 to 5 to 10 minutes. It's something that we do over a process of weeks and sometimes months, depending on how recent the situation is or how severe it's affected us, sometimes days. If it's just, and after you've done the harder ones, the ones that have been, on your mind for years, it becomes easier to do it within a matter of hours or days for recent situations. So letting go is all about freeing yourself from past situations that are not necessary to you in the moment. It's all about not carrying the energy with you anymore that doesn't have any relevance to your past. Okay, it is all about remembering what we've accepted, what we've forgiven, and releasing it. And usually when we get to this point, we feel lighter, our energy feels healthier, we feel more happy, we feel like we have more room for joy. And essentially that is what raising our vibrations is about, releasing anything that's holding us back so that there's more room to invite joy and peace and compassion and love into our energy, into our lives. This is everything that healing is about. So when you've done all of the work so far to accept and forgive yourself and others for any specific situation or interaction, it's time to release any remaining thoughts or energy regarding that situation. And how we do this, well, there's so many different ways. But again, I think it has a lot to do with acknowledging everything that we're feeling, acknowledging everything that we've been through, and reading it over again. And seeing how less it affects ourselves physically and emotionally. Okay, and then mindfully saying to ourselves, or even if you've written letters to in a very safe manner, you know, light them on fire and set, you know, in a fire pit or a fireplace or even in your own sink, please, fire safety. I don't want to be responsible for anything like that. But, it, you know, something like that, it's very symbolic. People like to release balloons and stuff. I don't want to advise that because I do feel like it does affect our environment too much. And I like to try to do things as green as possible. So, you know, I know fires aren't perfect either, but definitely much safer than releasing balloons. Anything, even digging, you know, putting it in the ground. Like if you write it on paper and put it into the ground and release it and kind of have your own ritual or ceremony, anything that's personal to you, something that resonates with you. It might take time to think of what works, but or what you feel drawn to do. But once you find it, it's something that you'll have and something special and unique to yourself. And when you're ready to let go, you know, you think about the situation one last time and acknowledge how it doesn't affect you the same way it did before you started to accept and forgive. And say mentally to yourself, I no longer will carry this situation with me. I accept its place in my life and I am grateful for the lessons it's provided me with. But I will let this go and I will no longer allow it to have any power over me. And so it's very empowering to say something like that to yourself. You can even just say it in, like looking at yourself in the mirror and saying this to yourself, thinking about the situation and then saying these words. It provides you with a sense of empowerment because you're in control of what you're allowing to be in your energy. You're controlling what you're carrying with you. And then there might be tears. Tears are beautiful and a very necessary release. You know, everyone will experience it different and depends on the situation and how closely, you know, close to our heart it is. But healing means embracing all that we've experienced. Especially if it has a lot to do with someone who has passed on. Sometimes we think if we heal, we're forgetting them or we're moving on without them. And, you know, it's somehow like we know this, we kind of know that this is irrational and our rational mind can say that, you know, but we in our hearts, we feel like we're somehow forgetting them or downplaying the significance they've had in our lives. If you're here in this moment, it's because you are meant to be. And that means that we still have more to learn and experience while we're here. We can heal from grief and we can heal from a loss. It doesn't mean that you're forgetting them or that you're moving on without them, so to speak. It just means that you acknowledge that right now you're a part. You know, your loved one is in spirit and continuing with their path in that way. And you're here in the physical world because you need to be. And you're continuing with your path in the way that you need to. And that one day when the time is right and not a moment sooner, you will meet again. And catch up and have a beautiful, wonderful homecoming, but not until that time. You need to recognize that the grieving process is very important, and healing, you know, is a part of that process. And again, it doesn't mean that, you know, that there's a time limit that after a year you're supposed to be healed from it. It never means that. The more significant the loss, the longer you'll carry those feelings with you. And in some ways, especially for a significant loss, for someone that has meant so much to you, you'll carry it with you always, and that's okay. That's a part of this experience. The more you love, you know, the greater you're going to feel that loss. But remember and be grateful for everything you experienced with them. Talk with them. They will help you through that healing process. Okay? So I feel like we've spoken a lot today about everything. I hope that you found that this information is helpful to you on your paths. We only have a few minutes left, and I would like to take one more caller today. I'm sorry, there's so many callers on hold, and I wish I could get to everyone. But right now, for the time being, I will be doing Thursday night shows from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. as well as the Saturday shows from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And that's in Central Standard Time. So depending on where you are in the world, you know, you can figure that out with a time conversion or time zone converter. So if I didn't get to you today, then please call back on Thursday night or again next Saturday. So we're going to take one more caller and see who we can take. Let's see. All right, here we go. Hello, you're on the air. May I have your name, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, today's my grandson's birthday, or my partner's grandson's birthday, and I'm hoping maybe to hear from his grandfather.
Oh, again, I cannot guarantee which spirit will come through. And I don't want to, if you ever call, I'd never want to know who you want to hear from. I want spirit to provide that for you, if that makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
So I will connect with your energy and provide a message, but I can never guarantee who will come through. Okay. May I have your name, please? Your first name?
Alicia. Alicia.
I'm sorry.
Alicia.
Alicia. Okay.
Yes.
So I will connect with your energy, Alicia, and then we will see who comes through. And I apologize if it isn't the person you're hoping to hear from, but I will do the best I can, okay? So just relax.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what did you want to ask?
I just want to ask because his father's here too. And I was hoping maybe they can get him. They would, if I can just pass him the phone and see if he can maybe what.
Oh,
can
I only have.
For him.
I'm sorry. I only have 4 minutes left on my show.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So you'll be my last message for today. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just connecting with your energy now, Alicia. Okay, Alicia. So what I'm feeling with you, actually the first physical sensation I feel with you as I connect with your energy is a bit of nausea. So this can either mean that you've been ill recently, or this is how you carry your stress. And that's what I'm feeling is more, because I'm also feeling a tightness in my chest. So it feels like you have some anxiety issues. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so it feels like anxiety is something that we need to work on. And if you've been listening to the whole show, then absolutely healing from the past can certainly help bring down anxiety. Because the more we heal, again, the higher our vibration gets, and the more we can handle the situations as they come, as opposed to worrying about everything that's been happening. Okay, and so because we have such little time left, I'm going to see if we can bring forward a loved one. Okay. Okay, so I am feeling a loved one vibration. I'm going to describe them to you, and you let me know if you recognize them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I do feel male vibration. Okay. So as I'm feeling this vibration, it feels like their heart, they're making my heart go quicker, which tells me that they probably had some chest issues or heart issues before they left. And what I'm feeling with them too is that I feel like a lot of stress in my neck and my back. So when they were here, they would have carried a lot of stress. It feels like stress probably contributed to whatever they were experiencing before they passed. And it feels like it was hard for them to really relax. It feels like they were always kind of on edge or tense. And I don't know if you would know this about them, because it feels like this was somebody who would have been older when they left. Okay. And what I feel with them too is that, again, it's drawing my attention to that chest. I don't know if it was a heart attack or something to do with heart failure, but I do feel that there was a heart issue before they left. And what I also feel in terms of their personality is that while he was very focused on providing for his family and doing what he could, he was someone who ultimately was a gentle soul. It feels like he was someone who really cared for the family, especially the children in his life. Do you recognize him at all yet?
I believe maybe that would be maybe my partner's father.
Okay, is that who you're hoping to hear from today?
It was actually the father to the boyfriend of the baby's dad, which is my,
Okay. Well, this is who's coming forward. So there's probably a reason for that. Okay. And hopefully if you ever want a full reading, I'm more than accessible, but what I'm feeling with this particular spirit,
No.
If I get a name, I'll give it. But names are very difficult.
Okay.
Names are extremely difficult, and it can be very difficult to hear names because some of them sound so alike. And I personally don't like saying, oh, it starts with a J or an F or whatever like that. I like to go with personalities and memories more than anything. And so what I feel with this particular spirit, it feels like he was He's coming forward to say that he's around for very special events and that he watches over the family and that he very much, what I'm feeling, because he always wants, whenever a spirit comes through, it's to the person I'm connected with, and I'm connected with you. And what I feel with him is that he actually is very proud of you. He says you do the best that you can with what you have, and that you're very, you try so hard to make everyone else happy, and he wants to see you try to make yourself happy. Does that make sense to you?
Totally. Yes.
Okay. And so he's saying to give yourself a break and not to worry so much, because everything is, he says, you're very worried about everyone else. And he's saying that right now you need to focus a bit more on yourself and try to work on making yourself happy. Does that make sense to you, Alicia?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yes. So he's saying enjoy the special moments, but don't worry so much about everything that needs to get done. Try to enjoy what you have experienced in this life, because it feels like you have a lot to be grateful for, but also a lot to heal from, especially with that anxiety. When I feel that anxiety, it tells me that there is a lot that you can work to heal from. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I hope that if you hadn't been listening to the whole show, I hope that you'll listen to it again, because we talked about the whole healing process and it's all there for you. So this is something that I feel like if you work on for yourself, that you're going to be much happier and much more able to enjoy the moments. Okay.
Okay. Thank you
very
much. Okay,
Alicia. Thank you. You're very welcome. Blessings to you. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for this wonderful hour. I hope that you found it informative and that whatever information my guides and I have brought through that will help you on your own path. And again, if you did not receive a message today, then please call me on Thursday night or next Saturday afternoon. So many blessings to each of you as you walk your path. It has been such a great honor. Goodbye.